Hey, the city of Rochester, you should be feeling good about this, using your tax dollars to extend transition-related health care coverage to its employees who are transgender and gender non-conforming. What the hell does that mean?
That
like
means
you're not
if you want to change,
or a man,
if you're a man and you want to change into being a woman, or if you're a woman and want, you know, some appendage added, they can probably do that for you in the city of Rochester.
Mayor
it's
Lovely
going to be covered
Warren,
by the health insurance.
Mayor Lovely Warren made that announcement. It's been approved by the city's Labor Management Healthcare Committee. The new coverage, if you are a city of Rochester employee, will pay for services related to your gender reassignment surgery.
What?
So the dude can look like a lady and the city is going to pay for it. Your tax dollars at work. Woo!
Does that mean then they'll also, if women want to have a boob job, they'll pay for the boob job? Because I think that's only right.
The services that will be paid for under the new coverage, gender reassignment surgery, psychological counseling, because you're probably a nut job to begin with. That's my opinion. Hormone therapy, cosmetic and reconstructive surgery. So let me get this straight. A lot of women who have breast cancer sometimes have to fight with the freaking insurance company to get their breasts redone, right?
Right.
Because whether or not they're lopsided, because you just have the cancer removed, or maybe you have to have complete removal. Sometimes those insurance companies want to be a pain in the backside.
Will the city then cover that cost? Will the city cover that cost?
I don't know. That's not. Right. She didn't make any mention of that. But, I mean, I think some insurance companies do. Some you have to fight with for reconstructive surgery if you have cancer.
But if you're a guy and you want to have change your sex.
If you want a vajay.
Yeah.
I mean, you two are already halfway there.
And if you want
have a mangina.
Or if you're a woman and you want a penis, kind of like Kimberly.
Right. A set of balls.
I mean, I just have,
Yeah.
The balls in my mind. I don't have to have the real ones.
The city will pay for it.
Yeah. The benefits go into effect January 1st. So, if you're planning on becoming a woman, guys, in the very near future.
Well, hang on till January 1st.
Right.
Don't start the transformation quite yet.
Where the city of Rochester will then add transgender health care benefits for their employees and their family members who are enrolled in the city's enhanced medical plan.
If you can have the city pick up the tab on something that you changed physically about you, what would it be?
Well, there'd be nothing. I'm perfect. Kimberly pretty much is, too.
Hair plugs for him. Hair plugs for the hairless cat.
Hair plugs for the hairless cat. There's not a chance in hell that I want hair plugs. Those things are hideous. I would think the first move for you is maybe do something about those bunions.
What? I don't have bunions.
It's summertime. The bunions are going to make an appearance.
I don't have bunions, and I've got high heels on today.
There's nothing wrong with that. Own the bunions. Just like I own the hairless cat, own the bunions.
Here's the thing. If you are a guy and you want to be a woman, or if you're a woman and you want to be a guy,
that's your business.
I'm sorry. That should come out of your own freaking pocket, city resident and Rochester worker.
That you, as a tax-paying citizen for the city of Rochester, don't feel that you should have to pay for that. I have a tendency to agree with you on this one, Kimberly.
Lord, it just makes me crazy. Why can't people just be... Now, someone is saying there's a high school in the area that has a transgender... Is this a text we're getting? 52545?
Well, they're saying, yeah, the fourth man, checking in at 52545, say there is a girls softball team in the area with a boy that plays on the girls varsity softball team.
That he's a transgendered boy playing on the girls varsity softball team?
But he hits like a guy.
I'm sorry. He should not be able to play on the girls varsity softball team.
He should play on the baseball team.
Well, Why? They're not going to have him play on the baseball team.
Why not?
Because he'd get never-ending crap.
He's a guy.
Well, I know, but...
If he's a guy, he should play on the baseball team. He shouldn't play on the girls' softball team.
Without a doubt. So, according to the text from the fourth man, that's you, the listener, 52545, there's an area high school that has a transsexual boy playing on the girls' varsity softball team. It's not right.
Kimberly and Beck, I'm a skinny girl trapped in a fat girl's body. Will the city pay for liposuction? That's a good question. I don't know.
Maybe you have psychological issues because you have jiggling fat on your butt.
Oh, man.
Are they going to pay for it? Honestly,
no.
Right? I'm a broke guy. I mean, I'm a rich guy stuck in a broke guy's body. Do you think they'll just give me a lump sum of cash?
You know, they should.
They should. I mean, I feel rich. Why shouldn't I be able to be rich?
So true, Chris.
Yeah, there's really two issues here, Kimberly. First of all, you got a guy playing girls softball, which is wrong.
Right.
I don't care
even
who it is.
Even though he thinks and feels like a girl, he still has guy strength, right?
Right. And I know this goes on in a number of sports. If the school does not offer, like, boys volleyball, there are boys who play on the girls volleyball team. But clearly in this situation, the school district does have baseball for boys. But does that mean this kid mentally thinks he's a woman or trying to become a woman, so he's going to play girls softball?
Now, someone's trying to guess. I will tell you, it is not a city school.
No.
It is not a city school that has an alleged transgender kid on the girls' varsity softball team. It shouldn't be allowed. And tax dollars and medical insurance should not pay for that. If you want that and that's going on in your head,
that's fine.
That should be out of your own pocket.
Yeah.
That's why insurance companies are so screwed up. They'll pay for that, but they don't want to pay for, you know, certain new therapies of cancer treatment. So it just blows my mind.
Well, yeah, it's a slippery slope. And I would say, you know what? Then if some woman can say, go to a doctor and it be proven that, hey, she's got mental issues because her rack's not big enough, then you know what? She deserves a boob job, right, Kimberly?
You know,
she deserves liposuction.
Right, if you can prove that you're nuts,
yeah.
I guess.
Wow.
I know. You just shake your head.
Here's a great question at 52545. Which one of Lovely's family members works for the city and wants to be a transgender?
Yeah.
Oh, it all becomes clear now. That's it.
Hi, you're on the radio with us, Kimberly and Beck. What's up?
Oh, hi. So you're speaking about this transgender individual in a very disrespectful manner, I hope you know. You're missing a lot of the points about being transgender. The thing is, this girl, she's a girl. She chose to be a girl. You keep referring to her as a boy, and that's incredibly disrespectful. And
Wasn't she born a boy? You're talking about the high school player on the varsity girls softball team, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here in the area. We didn't mention what school.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So she is still a boy, right?
No, she has a penis, but she's still female. That's how it works.
But she has a testosterone, which makes her stronger than the average bear.
Okay, but there's some females out there who have a lot of testosterone naturally.
But they're females. They're born females. They're still female.
The ability, having a vagina does not make you a better softball player.
No, but
well,
having a penis.
Can you be used as a backup glove, can it? Just ask it.
Brilliant. The thing about being transgender, though, it's this kind of spread of misinformation that keeps the stigma alive.
What you want to do with your body and what sex you want to be is your business. I've got no problem with that. Kimberly's got no problem with that. We just don't think the city of Rochester taxpayers should be on the hook for that. That's all.
Nor do I think if you're transgendered, should you get to, if you're a boy,
should you
who
get to play?
In your mind you're a girl, and you maybe you've gone through the process, you shouldn't be able to play on the girls' varsity. You have advantages. You have strength advantages. You have hormone advantages.
You should be playing on the boys' baseball team.
And can I explain to you another thing, please?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
City taxpayers do pay for school sports teams because it's school tax, right?
Right.
Okay. Nobody pays for a transgender person's treatment and care and all that. It does come out of pocket.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're only paying so much of it. If you work for the city of Rochester, the city's insurance is now going to pay for it.
Oh, cool.
I mean, that was the point of our conversation.
I don't see what that has to do with this high school kid, though.
Well, I mean, it was just someone had texted in saying, hey, did you know, in the midst of our talking about the city of Rochester insurance now paying for transgendered individuals. It was just kind of a conversation within a conversation.
Okay.
Got it?
still, it's incredibly disrespectful towards transgender people. Please don't spread any misinformation, especially when you're joking about it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
We got... No, that's not very nice.
Now, why you got to be mean like that? But I think
I'm not being mean.
No, we're talking to Chris. Chris said, thank you, sir. He was joking
now,
with you.
I'm curious, this guy who's playing girls softball, does he use the girls' locker room?
That's up to the individual. Some states actually have laws that prevents transgender people from choosing their own bathroom.
I got to figure that he probably doesn't. Although I bet you if you ask the girls at this high school that's not in the city, but it's in one of the suburbs, I bet you ask the girls, they probably don't care one way or the other. I mean, they're not worried about this kid probably who's transgendered using the girls' locker room.
When he steps up to the plate, doesn't he have two bats?
Okay, but listen, another thing about being transgender is...
she doesn't want to joke with you about it, Beck. Right, you understand.
We understand all the nuances.
We understand how serious you are. The sensitivity, and we get it.
I think if you're born with a penis, you should remain... Yeah, you're a boy, and you should remain on the boys' team until you no longer have the penis. But that, again, that's just me. I may be narrow-minded in this.
So, I mean, here's the deal, though. Again, I'm just going to say it. There are advantages. There shouldn't be, a boy who thinks he's a girl on the girls' varsity softball team. I don't care if he's going through all the transgendered stuff. Yeah. I get it. We're sensitive to that. You can do whatever you want to do with your body. Love whoever you want to love. We have always said on this show, not enough love in the world.
No.
The fact of the matter is, the city shouldn't pay with taxpayer dollars insurance for transgendered stuff. Just like if you feel like, man, I'd really like a facelift because of my nose too big or maybe I've got wrinkles. I'm a nut about it.
Right.
I mean, where do you draw the line? Seriously.
Thank you for your phone call. We appreciate it.
I mean, I get it.